one day.
A pleasant good morning to one and all. I am Pastor Trevor Bino, greeting you from the Church of the Nazarene at Black Rock, and by extension, the Nazarene Church family across the island of Barbados. I'm happy and pleased to be able to bring you this broadcast this morning. I do trust and pray by the mercies of God that whatever is said here will no doubt be a blessing to all our hearts. We are now entered into the Christmas period, the period in which we focus our attention on the birth of Jesus Christ, his entry into the world, and his advent. And so today the Christian church across the world, and of course here in Barbados, will be focusing its attention on this important event in the life of the church. And so there's some scriptures in the book of Isaiah that I would want to read. Let us have a word of prayer before. Father in heaven, bless this service this morning. I would pray that every heart that listened would receive a blessing and a word from you. Shed light upon its pages in Jesus' name. In the book of Isaiah chapter 9, the word of God reads here from verse 2. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased their joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments roll in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. As I'm in Isaiah, I would go over into chapter 60 and verse 1 that reads, Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1 says, The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He have sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. This morning I want to share for these few minutes on the topic, All Hail King Jesus. And in the chorus it says, All Hail King Jesus, All Hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. This great King Emmanuel, God with us, he is at this moment the focus of the season. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, coming in Bethlehem as a baby to bring light, to bring peace, and to bring hope to a world that was no doubt in darkness. The scripture read earlier that the people that walk in darkness has seen a great light. And we all know that according to the word of God, that darkness had covered the entire world through sin. Sin had caused the world to be plunged into gross darkness, and darkness to the extent that man became blinded to the righteousness of God, to the holiness of God, and to even the love of God. But God, in his great mercy, loved us with an everlasting love, a love that could not and has never, ever been demonstrated by anyone else in the world. That's why John 3:16 has become the most famous scripture in the Bible, in the New Testament. For God so loved not just a particular nation or country or group of people, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not be lost as long as they respond to the gospel call of salvation. And so when Jesus Christ came into the world, he was ushered in with light, that beautiful star of Bethlehem that shone over the stable, somehow caused shepherds who were out in the field watching over their flock by night, according to Luke chapter 2, they saw the star and they recognized quite early that this star was completely different from all the other stars that they were ever seeing. And so they could not stand idly by without responding, without paying a visit to where that star was shining. And so in Luke chapter 2, we are told that these shepherds left their flock. And here we got a song that says, while shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and glory shone around them. This, no doubt, brought to those shepherds something spectacular, or something miraculous is happening. So they decide, let us now go into Bethlehem and see the thing that is come to pass. And that is why in the book of Luke, we are reminded that the shepherds went and they saw the star. They saw the child. And here in verse 20, it says, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. The shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all the things that they have seen and the things that they have heard. These shepherds, they would have had firsthand assessment of what had taken place, what they had seen. And they were not at the mercies of those who were arguing, because they saw for themselves the Christ child. And so there are apostles like Peter who saw Jesus Christ, and they saw him as the only true and living God. And we are told this morning to recognize the awesome presence of such a great king who left the throne of glory after coming and being born as a baby in a stable, not in any high estate, not in any place of prominence, but the Bible said there was no place for him in the inn. He was born in a manger. And this is significant for us, for our shepherd, our leader, our great savior, our great redeemer is the Christ of humbleness. The Christ, he allows us, the church, to know and to understand clearly that he is expecting you and I to be a people that possess or would possess a spirit of humbleness. And therefore, brethren, this morning, as we embark or set out to reminisce on the events that took place in Bethlehem, our focus must be why the Jesus came. What was his purpose for coming? He came because the world needed to be redeemed. Men and women who have gone on before, and men and women like you and I this morning, needed to be redeemed because we were afar off from God. According to Ephesians chapter 2, we are told that we were not even a people. We were so far removed from God that we were not even counted as a people. But God, through his divine mercy and through his favor and through his love for all mankind, allowed his son Jesus Christ to be the one to bear the sins of the world. And as a result of that, the door of mercy has now been opened and made available, a free entrance that all who will trust in the Lord would be able to testify and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of their lives. Ephesians chapter 1, it tells us that we ought to recognize what God has done for us. In verse 17 of chapter 1, it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and that what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Hallelujah. So this morning we have a great privilege to be able to embrace this Christ, this babe of Bethlehem. We are able to embrace him into our hearts, into our lives, as children of the Most High God, with him being our great Lord and our great Savior. And because he came, he brought hope to the world, a world that was lost and engrossed in darkness, are now able to walk in light. And the Bible tells us in the Epistle of John, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So we thank God this morning for the opportunity to join the saints across the world and hail him, King Jesus. Hail him as Lord of Lords and King of Kings, for he is truly and certainly the light of the world. For the light of the world this morning is Jesus, and it is expressed and it is given to us in the Gospel of John chapter 1 that tells us of what was in the beginning. These first 15 verses or so, we can declare him as the light of the world. And so, my beloved, let us, as we think about this Advent season, do not allow anything, the merriment of the time or the excitement of the time or the busyness of the time, take away our passion or our commitment or our dedication to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to offer you a word of prayer as I close. But there's a beautiful hymn of the faith that I would like us to listen to at this moment as I prepare to pray that song, and it has become the song of the Black Rock Nazarene Church, our anthem over the years. Listen to the song.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining far through shadows dim, giving the light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto to the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of life, guiding the pilgrims through the night. Over the mountains till the break of dawn. Into the land of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star.
Until the glory dawns, give us a lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of grace, for the redeemed, the good and the blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won, Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful
star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us the lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Praise the Lord. We give God thanks for that beautiful star so many thousands of years ago, but that star still shines in our hearts. Let us pray. Our gracious and eternal God in heaven, this morning I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, giving honor, God, to you, giving thanks unto you, giving praises unto you for your mercy, your love, and your grace toward us. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Son Jesus to this earth to be our Savior and our Redeemer. I pray this morning that you would minister to the hearts and the lives of all of your people who would have heard. And as we arm ourselves with the Word of God to live a life of holiness and righteousness in your presence, I pray that you will equip us by your mighty power, by your Holy Spirit, to do that which is right and which is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Thank you, Lord, for bringing our nation through another year of celebrating our independence. We are grateful for that and our republic status. We give you thanks for our leaders who are at the forefront of this, both the political and the church leaders and all leaders. We pray that we will all ask of you for guidance and directions. And we pray that men and women across this nation would recognize the value of their souls and make a commitment to trust in you with all their hearts and to lean not to their own understanding, but in all the way, they will just acknowledge your presence, acknowledge you as Master and King, and come to know you. Whom to know is eternal life. So bless us today and keep us in your service. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Have a blessed day, everyone. The Lord God be with you.
Because he-